2, 3, 4. Doug and Anthony, the two best, greatest friends to me. Skipping through the forest, past the birds and the bees, you and me. Doug and Anthony, the two best, greatest daddies in me. Teaching me lessons in moralities, but I'm too far.
All right, that's enough.
Nice fade out there.
Okay, so we've got some Dear Flabbies we're going to help some people out with.
All right. Sounds good.
Ready?
Ready.
Hold on. Me,
okay.
Me, you, me.
Ready? Hold on.
You, me, you. Okay, you have to read first.
Oh, boy. All right. Dear Flabby and Dirty Neck, my girlfriend took a shit on my member while we was at anal sex. Should I leave her? It smelled really bad and it made me gag. Thank you. No, of course not. She lets you shove it in her ass, dude. Why would you leave her? It's not her fault.
What if she shit on your chest?
It's a little different.
And keep in mind, he was at anal sex. That's an important point.
That's an important point. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess if she shit on your chest, I mean, unless you asked her to, I don't know. I mean,
all right. Would you let a girl shit on your dick?
Not like I'm just like, I just stand there and she's like, here, let me shit on your cock. Like not even put it inside her.
Right.
No.
So the cost of admission is for you to put it inside her. Then she can do whatever she wants to it.
Yes. I thought that was standard. I thought that was just regular. What would be the point? Like, it's not like I'm going to...
What's the point of any of it?
You ever stuck your cock in a chick's ass? I mean, I guess I've never had a chick shit on my cock, so I guess I can't talk, but it doesn't make sense why that would even be a thing. I mean, okay. Hold on. If she was like, hey, this is what really gets me off, shitting on your dick. This is what does it for me. I could probably be persuaded, yes.
What is it going to take to persuade you? You got to put it in her butthole?
That's the trade-off. No, I mean, she's got to whine and dine me a little bit. I'm just going to let her shit on my dick.
Okay, what if... Okay, so you think that girl from The Office is the hottest girl ever?
Yes.
So that's always my example.
Sure.
So Jenna Fisher, right?
Yes.
Okay. Would you let Jenna Fisher shit in your belly button?
No.
Why?
No, that ruins it.
What if that, your belly button? You can clean it.
It ruins my belly button. My kid's going to feed from there someday.
Your family's weird.
Yeah, that is weird. So there's a reason why she's hot and like just nasty, disgusting shit. That's not hot. I mean, there's, you know what I mean? Like no, that, there's a difference.
That's fine. But
there's a separation.
If that's the thing that gets her off, like let's say she was abused as a kid. I don't know how she got here.
Now I like shitting on dicks.
No, belly buttons.
Belly buttons.
And you can do whatever you want to her.
There's a better chance that I would just some regular white trash whore. Because that's more in line with that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but who gives a fuck? Like,
I do. You're asking me, so obviously I do.
Okay, tell me if this is going to get the same response.
All right.
If you ran into some random white trash whore, would you let her shit on your belly button?
Yes.
All right, thank
you. If that was her thing.
I don't understand. You're so difficult.
How is it difficult?
Dear Flabby.
Jesus.
Yesterday, fuck. I was with my girlfriend at the park and went to the park's bathroom to wash my face because I wasn't feeling right or something.
What?
Right. I'm not repeating any of this. This is a one and done deal. Pay attention.
Jesus Christ.
Well, then some real frustrating stuff happened. A guy enters the bathroom after me and closes the door and starts telling me that it should be closed because there was kids. And I didn't say anything. Then I went to leave and I realized that the door didn't have a handle to be opened. This guy just says, esto nunca de paso. Or, well, this never happened to you, right? And I didn't say anything. He then starts yelling at the window. And long story short, he starts a fight with a guy outside while I was just waiting. He then says to me, we're not doing anything wrong, like. What? So what do you think?
You're not even I'm not reading anymore. I don't understand. What's the question? So he had sex with a guy in a public bathroom when he went in to wash his face.
Nobody had sex.
I'm assuming that's where the story went, and you're not reading it, so that's where it went.
Fine. Because everyone here is like extremely homophobic.
See?
While they were like fighting just with mean, angry words, someone opens the door and then the guy just disappeared. He got out really fast. Then some old skinny guy starts yelling at me to a degree I couldn't hear my own words. He said, like, don't come here to fuck, like 1,000 times at my face. He didn't said that, but I can't translate really well. Now that is over because I don't want to waste time on these kinds of assholes because I was hungry and really tired. Excuses, but goddamn, now I want to fight him just because I felt silenced. How can I calm or stop thinking about it, or simply what do I do? Sorry for the misspellings. Greetings from Argentina. There. Now, what say you?
What was the question? So,
don't you fucking speak English?
No. He was at the park with his girlfriend and he wanted to wash his face in the public bathroom.
Right.
For some reason.
Yes.
And then some guy came in and they got locked in there and people thought they were having sex in the bathroom, but he wasn't having sex in the bathroom.
Right.
And then some other guy yelled at him for fucking in the bathroom.
Telling him not to fuck in the bathroom.
Telling him not.
He was in his face.
Don't come in here and do homo shit in the bathroom. This is a public park. Okay. So he's looking for an answer to, like, should he fuck in a public park?
How can I calm? That's what it says right here. How can I calm or stop thinking about it?
Oh, okay. Got it.
Now I want to fight him just because I felt silenced.
I think this is more of a you question. I never want to fight anybody.
Hope that helped.
What are we even doing here? It took 20 minutes just to get through that. Dearest Flubber, my family is fucked. My dad is so superficial, it's impossible to talk to him. Worse than that, my mom is a whore. My stepdad is a cuck. My older sister was smart enough to leave as fast as possible, but growing up in an environment like this has made my little sister think she's a guy. This makes me worry about my little brother and how he will turn out. Is it two different people here? How can I help him turn out okay when I'm about to move out too? Is this as bad as I think it is, or am I being dramatic? Obviously, our parents have our best interest in mind, but I don't think that living paycheck to paycheck and having my wife sleep with random black guys is a position anyone wants to be in. Paycheck to paycheck. Yes. Hope that helped. So
what's the question? So I pulled this one on purpose.
Okay.
Cause I have no idea what I wanted you to translate this for me. I have no idea what the question is.
He's being overdramatic and he's worried about his sister brother and wants to know if sleeping with a bunch of black guys and living paycheck to paycheck is normal.
Yes.
It is? Do you sleep with a bunch of black guys and live paycheck to paycheck?
Yes.
I mean, I don't live paycheck to paycheck, but how many black guys you got?
All right, maybe. Okay. My family's fucked. So I need you to keep up with this. Do you have a dry erase board up yet?
No.
Can you please get one?
I need one with the strings, like the murder board or whatever.
My dad is superficial. It's impossible to talk to him. Okay, so his dad's superficial.
Right.
Worse than that, his mom is a whore.
Yep.
And his stepdad is a cuck.
Okay.
Okay, so the family's no bueno.
Wait, like, the dad's superficial. The mom's a whore. The stepdad's a cuck about the mom being a whore.
Right.
Right? Okay.
Right. My older sister was smart enough to leave as fast as possible, but growing up in an environment like this has made my little sister think she is a guy. Okay, okay. So the little sister's trans.
Okay.
All right. This makes me worry about my little brother and how he will turn out.
So is that the same person as the little sister?
No. No.
Okay.
He didn't trans.
He transed in the middle of his paragraph.
Okay. So long story short, should this guy continue living at home amid all this chaos to try to protect his little brother?
Yes.
No, the answer is no.
Why? Yes, of course you should. That's your, what else is there? Freedom. If you're not doing something for family or for someone else, what's the point? If you have a brother that you're worried about and you're just like, eh, gotta go. No, that's fucked.
No.
Okay, I explained my position, so go ahead.
You did your time. Now get out.
That's not how any of this works.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. That's how family is. You did your time. Now get out.
Do either one of us really have any room to speak about how family is?
I can theorize about how it's supposed to be.
Fuck, you haven't met half your fucking siblings. Don't tell me how you're supposed to act.
I can theorize about things that I've seen on TV. I've watched Married with Children. I know how it's supposed to be.
His little brother is not his responsibility. So what is he supposed to do? Let's say his little brother's 4.
Yep.
He's supposed to stay at home for another 14 years?
Yes.
Or now both of their lives are fucked. At least he can get out.
How are both of their lives fucked? If he takes care of his little brother, there's a chance that his brother's life won't be fucked.
Not if there's fucking random black guys coming over fucking his mom all the time.
So you shield your brother from that. You petition the state.
I'm not getting between my little brother and some incoming black semen. No.
Sit your mom down at the kitchen table. Mom, that's enough black guys. He didn't say that his stepdad was that he couldn't talk to his stepdad. Maybe talk to your stepdad and explain to him, hey, my mom's fucking all kinds of black guys. Can you put a stop to this? No.
So who gives a fuck if the dad is superficial? Like, that just means you're going to get a cool car or something. So round up your siblings and move to your dad's.
They live paycheck to paycheck. You can be superficial and poor.
He don't live paycheck to paycheck.
The mom with the black guys does.
Yeah.
Oh,
Newports are expensive.
So get your 4-year-old brother, sister, and move in with your dad. And then maybe your sister will turn back into a brother or brother will turn back into a sister. Right.
You know what? Do you think there's a correlation? Okay. So the mom is parading a bunch of black guys around the house, right? Uh-huh. And you know how they talk. Like, what's up, brother? Uh-huh. You think that's
wait
how
it... Wait a minute. I must be a brother. So your sister's an idiot. That's what you're telling me. Now I understand. So my sister thinks she's a man because a black guy called her brother. How didn't I get that out of that the first time around? Tell your stupid sister she's not a man.
Dear Doug and the fat one, I just turned 18 and want to move out, but I don't want to leave my parents alone. I have to wait 90 days to get a $1,500 sign-on bonus, which should barely be enough to get into an apartment. How should I go about doing this?
And I want to move out, but I don't want to leave my parents alone. Do you think again just shouldn't be in there? Leave my parents alone.
maybe it's supposed to be at the end. I don't want to leave my parents alone again.
Yeah. Dear Doug, again, and the fat one. I'm just trying to find a place where it might fit.
Okay. So I'll move it where Dear Doug and the Fat One, I just turned 18 again, and I want to move out, but I don't want to leave my parents alone. I have to wait 90 days to get a $1,500 sign-on bonus, which should be barely enough to get an apartment. How do I go about doing this?
So you want to know how or why? That's a weird, like, I'm confused. Okay, so you don't want to move out, or you do want to move out, but you don't want to leave your parents alone, but you're waiting on money to get an apartment. How do you, I don't understand the question. Do you understand the question? Like, what are they looking for? How should I go about doing this?
I just turned 18 and want to move out.
Yes.
Okay. But I don't want to leave my parents
alone. Again, alone. Just one word fucked up this whole thing.
I hope that helped. All right, your turn.
No, I'm not going to let you. We're answering that question. Take the $1,500 sign-on bonus and move into an apartment. Hope that helped.
Okay, so I'm gonna try to give real advice.
All right.
Don't move out. If you're waiting on a $1,500 sign-on bonus to pay your deposit and your first month's rent, that means that you probably can't afford to live on your own.
Okay. That's terrible advice.
All right. let's get into it.
If you're a bird and you're not sure if your wings work or not, better not try to leave the nest and fly, because you don't know if your wings are going to work. You never know. Just stay here until we figure this out. That's stupid. Fly. To go. Do it. Go be a fucking man. Make some money.
I thought he was a bird.
No, he's back to a man now.
No, okay. That's how people fail. That's how people end up sucking dick for rent.
And that's how people succeed also.
No, you know how people succeed?
Live with their parents
for another 6 months. Save up some fucking money.
Terrible advice.
No, terrible advice is saying, okay, you barely have enough to cover your first month of living.
Yes.
Now go be free.
Yes.
That's fucking retarded. That's setting somebody up for failure.
It's not.
It is
not setting up. Because when life challenges you, if you're not able to live up to those challenges, you have to either learn to live up to the challenges, live on the fucking street sucking cock. I mean,
okay,
are you going to know? You won't
when your kids get 18.
Yeah.
Are you kicking them out?
I don't know. I haven't really decided yet.
When your kids turn 18 and they want to, no. Let's say, how old is your youngest or your oldest?
My daughter's 15.
Okay, so is she old enough to divorce you guys?
I think you have to be 16, right?
Okay, so when she turns 16 and she wants to get emancipated.
Yes.
Are you going to let her?
Yeah, why not?
Because you're a shitty
person. Of course I would. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Did you say you would or wouldn't?
I don't know. I've never even thought about that. Yes, I would.
Okay, then you're a shitty parent.
What does that have to do with any of this?
She doesn't have $1,500.
Do you not understand that, like, you have to make your way in the world? You can't just spend your whole life relying on your parents. Go make your way in the world, man.
I think that it is fucking hysterical that I said maybe hang around and save up some money for 6 months. And what you heard was spending the rest of your life with your parents.
Yes. You have $1,500. You want to move out.
Go to New York. Become a star.
Move. If that's what you want to do, I would recommend it 100%. Get on a bus right now. There's like a special service that takes girls right off the bus. So why would you delay your life for 6 months in the hopes that in 6 months you'll be more financially secure? You won't. Start your life.
You're a fucking idiot. Okay. It's very simple. Right. You're wrong. You take that. If you don't have the money now to do it, he doesn't have the money to move out. He's already said it. I have no money. I'm waiting on a sign-on bonus.
Yes.
Okay.
When? Yes.
So with somebody with some life experience should tell this person, make sure you have enough money to cover first month's rent, last month's rent, any down payments, security deposits, your first 6 months of Rent-A-Center furniture, food. I want you to be able to keep our Patreon up.
All right. I didn't think about that. Very important that you keep the Patreon up. That is terrible advice.
No, it is not.
You are telling young kids to rely on their parents and don't
start their own life. I'm telling young kids not to be so eager to move out and not think it through. Kids' brain, they still have soft spots. They haven't formed their whole brain yet. Right. They think they know everything and they don't. I do. I'm telling them, don't rush into this. You have your whole life to pay bills. Wait 6 more fucking months. Enough money in your savings account so if you have to call in sick to your fucking Taco Bell job, you don't lose your fucking apartment.
If you wait 6 more months, you might as well just wait 6 more years. Just retire living at your parents' house. Why go out on your own at all? Why live your own life? Why not just rely on your parents forever?
Okay. Yeah, I can get behind that.
Do that. Just live with your parents forever.
I support your decision to move out anywhere between 6 months and 16 years after your 18th birthday.
Wait, 16 years? It's not very long. This one's you.
It's you.
Are you sure about that? Dear Flip Flam and Tubby, my friend went out on a date with a girl who works in the records department at the county courthouse. Not long after the date began, she admitted to him that she ran a background check on him, that his record looked clean. She isn't particularly smart, so she must not have known that what she was doing was illegal. Because of this, my friend doesn't want to date her anymore, but he also wants to fuck her and end his dry spell. What should he do? From I, Anthony of the Who's Right podcast, being of sound mind, willfully and voluntarily admit to having gay thoughts about John, formerly of the Bullhorn Brand X and Unbelievably Stupid podcasts. What was the question?
I'm sure somebody just wanted to clip that, and it wouldn't make sense if I'm the one that read it, so you had to read it.
Ah, gotcha.
So, do you have a problem with somebody that works at the courthouse doing background checks on people they're going to date?
Of course.
Why?
Stupidest thing ever.
God, I swear to God, you're ignorant. Right. Let's say your daughter marries Dog the Bounty Hunter, so she has access to everybody's private records. Wouldn't you want her to utilize that when she's, wait a minute, if she's married Dog, then, let's say she's going to step out on Dog the Bounty Hunter. Wouldn't you want her to use his connections to find out if the guy that she's dating is wanted in 7 states?
In this situation that you've outlined, where my daughter is married to Dog the Bounty Hunter and she's stepping out on him.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I would want her to have Dog the Bounty Hunter run a background check on any of her potential suitors.
All right. I knew we could have come to an agreement. You want to ensure in every way possible that your daughter is safe, right?
Right, right.
So now let's say your daughter is dating Marcus the Bail Bondsman.
Okay.
No, she can't be dating. Let's say that she's got a job at a bail bondsman place. Okay. Would you want her to run a skip trace on...
Is that where they like trace your car when it drives around? That's a low jack. I don't know what a skip trace is.
What are them things that them locking bars that you put on steering wheels?
The club, right?
Would you want her to run a club on?
Would you want her to run the train?
Would you want your daughter to run a train on a
potential the bounty hunter?
And a bail bondsman.
Huh. Interesting question. Let me answer your question with a question. have a question, but
okay. I understand what you're talking with civil rights or privacy or whatever, but I would, as a father, I would be okay with my daughter using all resources available to do a background check on a potential date.
Yeah. So I wasn't even going to go with the civil rights privacy, which is a whole other aspect that, you know, of course I agree with that. What I was going, where I was going with is that the ability to background check everyone, you know, Google everybody's name, it is, it's ruining like relationships, the way people interact with each other. And I don't like it. It's shitty. You should get to know somebody. You should.
Oh, shut up.
Just interact with people like a regular human fucking
being. If your daughter, when she starts getting old enough to date, has the ability to run up. Okay. Your daughter, let's say she turns 17. You're, when are you going to let your daughter go on a date without you being in the backseat?
She just came back from her boyfriend's house right now.
How old is she?
15.
Running a little fast and easy over there. Okay, so let's say that your daughter comes home and says, my boyfriend's coming to pick me up. And you say, how old is he? And she says, 30. Do you have an issue?
Of course.
Okay, 20.
Yes.
18.
Yes.
17.
Yes. Wait, are you talking about now? You said, first you said my daughter was 17 now. Okay, anybody older than probably 16, I would have a problem with.
Okay, so 16, he can still have a car.
Yeah.
Okay. So he comes over. Don't you want to know if he's got a history of raping and mutilating people? Like, did you even ask him that when he pulled up?
He's not in jail. I'm assuming he doesn't have a history of that.
He just hasn't got caught.
So it wouldn't be in his history.
Maybe.
The fucking details.
Dear Pam and Hickle, would you rather fight a wave of 20 retarded first graders? They just had lunch, so that they're at their peak primal stage. Or two, fight a wave of 5 retarded fifth graders. And how long do you think you could last before they kill you? So 20 retarded first graders or 5 retarded fifth graders?
I'm going with the first graders.
Yeah, me too. No, all it's day.
Easy. Yeah. I mean, there's a point in there. Fifth grade is you kind of get some retard strength going. You know what I mean? So it's 20 first graders all day long.
I was going to say, I think I could probably beat up 100 first graders. I mean, but at some point I'm going to gas out and then it's going to be like Gulliver's Travel. How hard do you think you have to hit a first grader to fucking knock him out?
It would be a lot easier to kick him. You don't have to lift your leg as high. So I could probably do that. Can't lift my leg high enough to kick regular people. And but you can kick first graders right in the face. With the bottom of your foot, one of them fucking stomp kicks. You know what I mean?
Curb stomp every last one of them little son of a bitches.
How many of them, honestly, how many first graders do you think it would take at the same time to take you down to the ground?
First graders. How tall is a first grader? Hold on. I'm going to Google.
How old is a first grader? I don't even
Like I'm going to Google 16? Pictures. I'm going to Google pictures of first graders. Hold on.
Good idea. First grade girls.
How tall is a first grader? Okay. 27 inches. Are we getting beat up by women or boys or girls?
27 inches. That's less than 3 feet.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever that short. Wait, it didn't say boys or girls. I'm assuming boys.
Okay.
Let's just assume boys.
30 inches tall.
Okay. We'll go with that.
So that's like here. Oh, fuck, man. I think I could. They all come at once?
I mean, yeah, this isn't a movie where they just stand around and one of them comes in at a time, you know?
No, it's important because I think I could, if it was one at a time, like a wave.
Yeah.
Probably 250, I think.
Jesus.
Well, because you would just pick one up and use him as your fucking weapon.
Just swing him with the rail.
But if they came in one, like, one wave of, like, probably 20. Like,
yeah. That's what I'm saying. How many do you think it would take to take you down if they all came at once? Five? Three?
No.
You don't think five?
15 or 20.
You think it would take 20 kids to take you down? Do you know how many kids 20? I don't think you're thinking that through. I think they could take you down with like six or seven, maybe.
There's no fucking way. All it takes is one contact with one of them, and he's done. It's like having the golden gun in James Bond. You just got to hit him once. It doesn't matter where you hit him. They're done. They're out of commission. Like, and I could probably punch through one of them and hit the one behind him.
Right through his face. So what happens when they stand on each other's shoulders and they're as tall as you are?
Yeah, I think probably 15 or 20. I would become overwhelmed.
That is insane. I think we should set this up.
Okay.
So if any of our listeners have any first graders that want to fight Doug.
How many first graders do you think could overrun you?
I don't know, 70? Probably take 70 of them.
So for me, it's six, and for you, yes, it's 70?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I have a lower center of gravity or something. Or maybe you do. Whatever one's worse. Oh, God. No, honestly, I think probably somewhere between five and seven for any normal person that's not like a, you know, like a.
You're talking first grade. They have no fucking fighting experience.
It's
they can't
fighting. I'm not talking about fighting experience. I have no fighting experience. That doesn't mean that, like,
they don't know what to do. They just come throwing their fucking Pokemon at you and shit. Like, they have no idea what to do. They just charge you going, ah,
yeah.
And you just pop, pop, pop. It's not like you have to do fucking wild haymakers to take them out. Just a fucking jab will knock them little fuckers out.
I don't know that you have what it takes to punch a one-year-old in the face or a fucking first grader. Sorry.
If I know they're coming to kill me.
You just said they don't know what to do. They don't know they're trying to kill you.
Well, okay. So yes, if I'm walking through the mall, I don't have the heart to just punch a fucking 3-foot kid in the face. No. But if I'm walking through the mall and there is a bunch of them little Chucky bastards coming running at me and I know what they're going to do, you're goddamn right I could.
Huh. Yeah, I guess. But all it's going to take is one punch, one well-placed punch right in your fucking nuts. And you know they're not afraid to punch you in the nuts. I mean, because that's
you got to protect your neck.
That's like an unwritten rule, right? Like when you're fighting, you don't punch somebody in the fucking nuts. Well, first graders don't know that. So they're going straight for your fucking nuts.
What? That is not a true statement.
The first graders are going straight for your nuts, dude.
Dear Flabby Anthony and Doug, I am not on social media except Facebook. And the reason for me using Facebook is for work and football. By football, to you, that would be soccer, even though soccer is a stupid name. Do you think I am missing out, or do you think it's best to stay off social media as much as possible? I'm in my early tweenies, and everyone my age seems to have all of the social media platforms. Social media has never been too appealing to me, but am I stupid and missing out? Much love from Denmark.
You're not missing out. If you've never been on it, you should never be on it. It's the worst thing ever. It's the worst thing for human interaction. Terrible. But I've been saying that for a long time. You don't agree with that necessarily, do you?
Yes. I wouldn't have any social media if it wasn't for the show.
Really? Just completely get rid of all of it.
Except for Facebook.
And Twitter. Because
no, because I still use a bunch of woodworking groups and all that shit on Facebook.
But you can do all that stuff on Twitter, too.
No, you can't.
There's no woodworkers on Twitter?
It don't work that way. You can go on Facebook and go, I only want to interact with people that are working on making cutting boards. And there's a cutting board group. And if you so much as utter the words vaccine, you get banned from the group.
That's awesome. I don't even care about cutting boards, but that's awesome.
There is no place like that on Twitter. There is no, it's not segregated. And it's, I'm all for separate, but equal.
So I used to think that out of all of them, Reddit was the best because it seemed to me like it was more of a long form. You could have conversations with people and people were interesting and had interesting ideas and interesting things to say. But even that went away. Reddit got taken over by fucking idiots, just like everywhere else. You know what I mean? Or maybe they were always just idiots and then now they're just showing themselves. I don't fucking know. But I don't understand maybe it's just me, I guess. Like, do you need to be social with 10 million people? What?
Yes.
Who needs that and why?
Because I'm trying to finagle in a Patreon.com plug. Give me a second.
Good job.
So I don't care about the Facebook aspect of old friends and how many friends you got and all sure. That's not what I'm talking about.
Sure.
I don't care about that. If they can get rid of Facebook as long as they don't get rid of the woodworking groups.
But can't you just get all that? It's just for the information, right? Just to being able to talk to people about the thing that you're interested in, right?
Yes.
Right. Can't you do that on YouTube?
No, not in the same fashion.
Do you, okay. Would you even consider YouTube social media?
Yes.
Really? How, just because you can comment? Nobody cares about YouTube comments, do they?
I fucking do. That's how I base my self-worth.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just Twitter that is fucking terrible.
No, Reddit's terrible. Facebook's terrible. They're all terrible.
I never been on Facebook, so I don't know, but it just seems like a cesspool of just terrible people saying and doing terrible, terrible things. Why would you want to?
I know jump? I shouldn't have picked this fucking question.
Why would you want to jump? Why would you want to jump in if you've resisted this far? You don't need to. You're fine. Enjoy Denmark or whatever you do in Denmark.
I was sitting there when that fucking question, I'm like, fuck, I know where this is going to go. I can just sit back and vape for a little bit, let Anthony rant.
How am I ranting? I'm answering the question.
Make him feel like he's got input.
Douche.
Dear Faggy.
Oh, Jesus.
When I was 17, I lost my best friend to suicide. Ever since then, I've been very suicidal. I'm 21 now. I've always had the hardest time getting into and committing to therapy. I've gone through 4 different ones now, and the one I just found I really like, but I still find myself lying and underplaying my problems. My question is, what do I do to commit to therapy? Is it as simple as a shitty effort on my part? I just need outside perspective because for years I've only been going down my retard rabbit hole. Thanks, guys. All right. So this one's easy.
Okay.
Just do it. Okay, so the secret to all of it, the secret to life, I'm going to give it to you, Anthony.
All right, perfect.
I believe that everybody needs therapy of some kind or another.
Okay.
So the key is just to find a therapist that you feel you have to wait until you find the right one. It may not be the one that you have now. It may be the one after or the one after. Mm-hmm. But then once you find that person that you can talk to and just unload your deepest, darkest shit, okay, get it out there and start talking through it.
Okay.
You will find that once you put it out there in the world and you start talking to somebody, you start saying these words out loud, it's kind of like they lose their meaning, or you can start processing them differently because now it's out loud. Now you've got somebody there as like a sounding board.
Okay.
It's what worked for me, so I know that that's
so that's it. I don't. Maybe, I guess, I don't know. I've only ever had one experience with therapy, and it sucked. So that's my experience. But I don't think that most. This sounds terrible. I don't think that most therapists give two shits. Like, if your day consists of 8 hours of listening to other people whine about their problems, they don't fucking care. But I don't have an answer other than that. I don't know what the fucking answer is, but it is impossible to be a normal person and listen to people talk about their problems for 8 hours a day and genuinely care about every one of them. It's impossible. No person has the capacity to do that.
So you're generalizing and you're wrong. So what if they only work 6 hours a day? What if they only work 2 hours a day? What if they're only work an hour a day? What if they only work a half hour a day? So they may not care. That's not, therapists aren't there to care. They're there to get you to talk. A good therapist won't say shit other than a few well-placed questions. They're trained to ask the right questions. And you essentially start answering your own problems. You work them out as you're formulating your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to care. Like, the bell rings, you're done, get the fuck out of my office. If you haven't fixed yourself by now, good fucking luck. I don't know what to tell you.
Right. So, I disagree, but. Jesus Christ, we got to go through these fucking super chats, and I got to go. How many is that?
I didn't know there was super chats. I was paying attention to the fucking show, asshole. That's a fucking problem. You're not. All right, ready?
Memento Mori. You can't trans this donation, right? Yes. Yes, we can.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. I'm going to trans the shit out of it, though.
Okay, moving on. There. Here we go.
I'm going to Google pictures of first graders. Hold on. Doug Flaberton. I know your last name.
Memento Mori. This is now my favorite super chatter.
Yeah.
If they are going to pay to put things on the screen that I said.
You said.
That is fucking amazing.
Yep.
Thank you, Memento Mori.
Hey, Doug, can you review Charlie's new album and limit Anthony's contributions to saying that's gay at the end of each song? Who's Charlie?
Probably from the official podcast. I would go so far as to say that Kami Napa is my new favorite super.
So the guy that is on the official podcast has an album?
I'm assuming. I mean, just picking up what's being said here.
It literally just says the name Charlie. Just picking.
Okay. How many Charlies do we interact with on because of this show?
Zero. I don't interact with that guy.
We were on his show, right?
Yes.
Several times.
Yes.
Okay. So is there any other, like, do you think that this person met Charlie Sheen?
I sure hope so.
Do you think this guy met Charlie in the chocolate factory?
Yes.
I'm going to go. I don't know any more Charlies. Do you think this guy met Charlie Horse?
Yep. Charlie Horse.
Do you think this guy met Charlie Chaplin? Do you think this guy met Charlie Brown?
Do any of those people have an album?
Do you think that's what he met? Or do you think he met Charlie from the show that we went on?
How would I know that he's talking about a guy that I don't know that has a podcast and he's talking about his album? I'll explain. He means Charlie Moist Critical Penguins. Oh, yeah, that explains it. I don't know what any of that shit means. Penguins. Oh.
Do you think that he meant
he meant March of the Penguins? That's Happy Feet. It's all about Happy Feet.
Okay. Are we done?
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for the super chats, everybody.